Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
One of the most disputed concepts in Scripture is righteousness. That fact is not easy to explain in view of the plain teaching of Scripture about righteousness. From a biblical viewpoint, the word means doing right according to the will of God. Although the Bible does not give definitions of words, in many cases we can determine the meaning of the words by their context. When God commissioned the Apostle Peter to go to the house of Cornelius, a God-fearing Gentile, to preach the gospel to him, the Apostle said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he who fears God and works righteousness is accepted of him." Acts 10:34-35. Does the verb work give us some insight into what righteousness is? Righteousness is not what God bestows upon us. It is what we do in response to his marvelous grace. Without his grace, we could not be righteous. But we are not righteous just because of his grace. We must work righteousness. The little book of 1 John sheds great light on the meaning of righteousness. In every case where the word is used in 1 John, it is always accompanied by the word do. Is that purely accidental, or is doing necessarily related to righteousness? Please listen to these verses. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does righteousness is born of him. 1 John 2:29. Did you notice the word know in this verse? You know that everyone who does righteousness is born of him. If we fail to do righteousness, are we still born of him? If we are, the language of this verse is meaningless. Little children, let no man deceive you. He who does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he who does not love his brother. 1 John 3:7-10. I do not mean to be unkind or question anyone's sincerity, but there is no way to harmonize the teaching of these verses from 1 John with the doctrine of imputed righteousness. In every one of these verses, there is great emphasis on doing. But if doing is required, then righteousness is not what Christ has done for us. We must respond in faith and obedience to God's will to be righteous. The Apostle Paul explains the essentiality of obeying the Lord to become righteous. Do you not know that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:16-18. What must we obey to become righteous in God's eyes? Not necessarily in men's eyes. We must believe the gospel. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. We must also confess our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And with our mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10. But are believing and confessing all God demands of alien sinners? You know God commands all men everywhere to repent, or they will perish. Acts 17:30. Luke 13:3. Then one must obey the Lord in baptism to come in contact with the blood of Christ. Paul asked the Romans, "Do you not know that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Romans 6:3-4. After we obey the gospel, we must continue to walk in the light. Paul exhorted Timothy, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness." 1 Timothy 6:11. Thank you, and may God bless you.